弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
今天又看见这么多小朋友上来，心里面很高兴。
I'm very happy to see the young children with us today.
他是我们教会的下一代。
They are the next generation.
我们实在很感谢主，让他们能够有 patience 坐在上面听那个似乎听不懂的道。
And I'm really thank the Lord that they have the patience to understand my sermon.
对我来说，我也说过这是很困难的一件事情。
And to me, this is very difficult.
我要能够让不到十岁的人，一直讲到让九十多岁的年长的弟兄，要讲这样子的信息，是一件头痛的事情。
And to me, it's a headache to be able to come up with a sermon that young people below 10 and up all the way to 90 can understand.
我如果纯粹为了讲给他们听，我今天就到后面找主日学就可以。
And if I were to just preach to them that they can understand, then I can just go teach Sunday school.
很感谢主，他们能够一直坐在上面，而且越坐越多，我很感谢主。
And then I thank the Lord that they can sit up here, and then that there are many more every time.
他们的可爱也吸引了大人也去坐在这里。
And they being up here, also the adults are joining them.
好，我们今天要读一段的，要交通一篇信息。
And today I'd like to share this with you.
我想这是我们每一个人在这一生的里面常常碰到的。
And then that everyone in our lives will encounter.
中国人说人生不如意的事情去十之八九。
And then in our lives there are many unhappy things.
没有一个人在他这一生里面不会碰到困难。
And that no one in their life cannot encounter difficulty.
我们信了耶稣，我们也一样会遭遇到困难。
We who believe in Jesus, we too encounter difficulties.
对一个基督徒来说，
to a Christian,
苦难有它积极的意义在里面。
There is a positive aspect in suffering.
一方面借着苦难，神在这里洁净我们，神在这里 refine, purify 我们。
And the through our suffering, God purifies us.
另外一方面借着苦难，圣经上说它让我们达到宽广，达到丰富的境界。
And then the suffering will lead us to a broad and spacious land.
而且苦难能够让我们成熟。
And also, suffering matures us.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
My brothers and sisters,
虽然我们道理知道苦难有这么多的好处，
even though understanding that suffering is good for us,
但是当我们真陷入苦难里面的时候，
but when we are suffering,
当我们真碰到困难的时候，
when we're in difficulties,
我们里面会痛苦，我们甚至会掉入绝境，
and then sometimes feel like it's hopeless.
如果我们不知道怎么样在主的面前得到力量，
If we do not know how to gain strength from the Lord,
有的时候苦难在这里似乎摧毁了我们。
And then the suffering would swallow us.
今天早晨我们要从圣经上的一个故事。
And today from a story in the Bible.
它发生在一个十二岁的小朋友身上。
It happened in a child of 12 years old.
那我们看见神怎么样子帮助这一个人，帮助这一个家从苦难里面走出来。
And how God helped this person and this family.To draw them out from suffering.
所以跟你们每一个小朋友都有关系的。
And it's related to every one of the children here.
我们请看路加福音第八章。
Let's open the Bible to Luke chapter 8.
我的圣经是九十一页。
Luke chapter 8.
我们请先读四十节到四十二节。
Reading verse 40 to 42.
耶稣回来的时候，众人迎接他，因为他们都等候他。有一个管会堂的，名叫雅鲁，来伏伏在耶稣脚前，求耶稣到他家里去，因他有一个独生女儿，约有十二岁。耶稣去的时候，众人拥挤他。好，我们请翻过来。
Let's go further down.
到四十九节，我们从四十九节读到五十六节。
49 to 56.
还说话的时候，有人从管会堂的家里来说：“你的女儿死了，不要劳动夫子。”耶稣听见，就对他说：“不要怕，只要信，你的女儿就必得救。” 耶稣说, 不要哭, 她不是死了, 是睡着了。 他们晓得女儿已经死了, 就嗤笑耶稣。 耶稣拉着她的手, 呼叫说, 女儿起来吧, 她的灵魂便回来。 她就立刻起来, 耶稣吩咐给她东西吃。 她的父母惊奇得很, 耶稣嘱咐他们, 不要把他们所做的事告诉人。 我想这段故事非常非常的简单啊。
This is a very simple story.
但是从这段的故事，我们可以有四个角度来读它。
And then we can read it from four different points of view.
第一个角度从门徒的角度来读。
First, from the point of the view of the disciples.
重在主耶稣在这里要启示他的门徒，他到底是一个怎样的主。
And Jesus wants to reveal to himself. To his disciples, what kind of Lord he is.
第二个角度从众人的角度来读。
Second point of view is from the people.
它是重在福音方面。
And that's from the gospel aspect.
神在这里教训这一般人, 当他们凭着自己的主观,凭着他们的判断, 那么怎么样子限制了神在他们身上的恩典和作为。
And then God wants to tell them from their point of view how God wants to reveal his position among them.
那第三个角度是从这个管会堂的这个雅鲁的身上来读这个故事。
And third point of view is from Jairus.
那第四个角度是从这个女儿的角度来读。
And then fourth point of view is from the young daughter.
所以这第三跟第四个角度是重在我们信心上的学习。
And the third and fourth aspect is from the lessons of faith.
从雅鲁的角度，我们从前读路加福音的时候，我已经交通过了。
And from a point of Jairus, I've shared with you before.
所以今天早晨我从这个女儿的角度来读这个故事。
So this morning, I will tell you from the point of view from the young child.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们说我们人活在这个地上，我们常常会碰到困难。
And then we who live in this world, we will encounter difficulty.
就像我们带着很大很高的理想来到了美国。
It's just like when we brought this ideal hope to when we come to the United States.
像我们昨天Golden演的那个大柱子上。
And just like Gordon yesterday, he was participating in the play.
刚下飞机的时候，那个喜乐，那个新鲜。
And when he just got off the plane, the hope and then the fresh hope.
跟他后来坐在那边 corner 在那读电脑的书。
And then later on, he was in the corner reading his computer book.
到最后痛的跪在地上祷告的那个镜头。
And then finally, praying to the Lord, seeking for help.
我想很能够描写我们这个人在这一生。 当我们朝着我们自己所既定的理想往前去的时候,
and it very speaks of us when we have these hopes of what we want to do in our life.
不见得每一件事情都如我们所期望的,
it's not everything that according to what we had hoped for.
困难会出现在我们的人生,
difficulties will arise.
跟这个女儿一样, 她是这个家的独生女儿,
just like this daughter, she is the only daughter in the family.
她快快乐乐地活了12年。
And she had a happy life for 12 years.
我想一个独生女在家里面得到父母亲所有的注意跟爱。And
she had the attention and the love of her parents.
父母亲一定把最好的一切都愿意给她。And
parents gave her their best.
她在家里面也可以享受这个家一切的丰富。And
she enjoyed the abundance of the family.
就跟我儿子他们自己里面的冲突一样。And
just like my children, their conflicts.
我大儿子他很喜欢他弟弟。
My older son loved his younger brother.
但是有的时候他又会羡慕全家如果只有他一个人的话。And
sometimes she also admired that if he was the only son in the family.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们当孩子的一个孩子，当他是独生孩子的时候，他得到了一切的注意。And
when there's the only child, they receive all the attention.
弟兄姊妹，在十二岁，在人生好像还没有最好的还没有开始的时候。
And then when they're 12 years old, it's just like they are coming into the best part of their life.
有一天她突然生病了。One
day she became sick.
这个病是这样子强的临到她的身上。And
it's a big illness.
跟平常的感冒不一样。And
it's not like she got a cold.
跟平常拉拉肚子或者牙痛不一样。It's
not like she had a toothache or she had a stomachache.
在一个小小的年纪的里面，她突然发现这个病。 在这里这么强的在这里占有他。
And then when she's so young, she discovered that this illness is so strong.
到最后当她的生命逐渐萎缩的时候,
And then as her life ebbed away,
我相信她想到这是一件非常非常痛苦的一个遭遇。
And then she finds out that this is a big encounter for her.
弟兄姊妹，我想我们常常都觉得这些事情离我们很遥远。
And the brothers and sisters, we always think that these things are so far from us.
我是一个从年轻的时候我就有很多抱负的一个人，很多理想，很多计划。And
when I was young, I always have these great plans for my life.
我想从台湾来的弟兄姊妹就知道，从台南到台北坐平快火车大概要7个多小时。And
those of you from Taiwan know that it takes 7 hours to go from the southern city of Taiwan to the northern. To the capital of Taipei.
我记得我十几岁坐火车从台南到台北的路上。And
when I was in my teens, when I took this trip,
我带了一本簿子，一路上在那边写我的计划，我希望怎么样子，我要学什么，我要怎么样子来improve，怎么样来成长。I
brought a notebook with me on this trip, and then I wrote down all my hopes and plans.
我对我的人生充满了期望。And
then I had great hopes for my life.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My brothers and sisters,
在我17岁的时候，我突然接到医院的信，说我得了血癌。And
then when I was 17, I received a letter from hospital saying that I have leukemia.
我永远不会忘记那一天我心中的感受。I
can never forget that feeling in my heart that day.
我从来没有想到说死亡会这么快的，突然的临到一个人的身上。I
can never think that death is so near.
在我充满了人生的盼望的里面。In
my hopes for life,
突然看见医生给我的宣告说，最多再只有1年到2年。And
I got this letter from the doctor saying that I only have 1 more year to live.
弟兄姊妹，那一个东西在我们里面造成了一个极大的痛苦。And
then this caused great pain in my life.
我记得那一天好像有1000根的针扎在我的脸上一样。It
felt like there was 1,000 needles poking into me.
我不知道我能够做什么。I
did not know what I can do.
当我进到我房间跪在主的面前的时候，When
I entered my room and I prayed to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我那天哭起来。I
cried before the Lord.
我舍不得离开这个世界。I
did not want to leave this world.
我舍不得离开我亲爱的家人。I
did not want to leave my family.
弟兄姊妹，当我11岁，我第一次进手术房的时候。When
I was 11 years old, when I entered for an operation.
在台湾的一个军医院里面。It
was in the military hospital.
设备技术都不是很好的。And
they did not have the best facility.
当他们手术到最后的时候，那个麻药几乎已经开始退去了。
And then at the end of the operation, the anesthetics was going off.
所以后来他们在缝我，一针一针缝的时候，每一针我都知道。
And then later on, when they were stitching me, I felt everything.
每一针都在那里痛。
Because every stitch was painful.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，那个时候我连哭都没有哭。
Sisters, at that time, I did not cry.
可是当我17岁一下面临到医生这个宣告的时候。
When I was 17, I heard this. Message from the doctor.
我突然碰到一个难处，是超过我的度量所能够解决的。I
encountered a difficulty that I cannot handle.
超过我自己所能够承受的一个难处。And
it's something that I cannot take.
弟兄姊妹，你能够想象到那个恐惧，那个孤单。
You can understand the fear and the loneliness of that.
当我们在正常生活的时候，我们从来都不会想到人的生命是这样子的脆弱。And
in our daily lives, we can never think that our lives are so brittle.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当一个难处突然临到的时候，
sisters, when there's a difficulty that encounters,
我们里面可能就掉到低谷的里面。And
we'll just go all the way to the bottom.
这个难处可能大到一个地步。This
difficulty is so great.
我们再也没有任何的盼望。And
that it takes away all our hopes.
今天雅鲁女儿她身上所发生的故事。Today
in the daughter of Jairus.
她是在肉身的里面真正死掉了。In
her flesh she died.
今天我们要在这里讲这个题目，并不是表示我们肉身会碰到难处让我们死掉。But
today when we are talking about this, it's not in our bodies that we die.
我们在这里要讲的死亡是一个最大的绝望。And
death is the great, the there's no hope in death.
死亡是一个最大的难处。And
it's also the greatest thing we will encounter.
当人还有一口气的时候，我们就还有希望。When
we still have breath, there is hope.
当人还有一口气的时候，我们还可以去试着去解决它。And
we have breath, we can still try to solve our problem.
但是当死临到的时候，But
when there is death,
什么都没有。There's
nothing left.
盼望也没有。No
more hope.
所有的方法也没有。All
methods are gone.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道在我们人生里面有没有碰到这样子的遭遇。Have
you encountered this in your life?
你掉到一个遭遇的里面，你没有不再有盼望。And
then you're in such a situation that there's no more hope for you.
你掉到一个遭遇的里面，你觉得你再也想不出方法怎么样子去解决它。And
then you cannot find any way out.
我们好像落到一种死亡的里面。It
seems like we are dead.
这是第一方面讲到我们碰到的困难。
And then this is the first aspect when we encounter difficulty.
另外一方面, 有的时候我们突然跌倒,
and then on the other hand, is sometimes we stumble and we fail.
我们犯了一个好像人不可以饶恕的这个过犯。
It seems like we have committed something that no one can forgive us.
人对我们失去的盼望。
Other people have lost hope in us.
连我们对自己也失去了盼望。
And we lost hope in ourselves.
弟兄姊妹真像如同死人一样。
It's just like it's just as if you are dead.
人对死亡不再有盼望。
And dead person has no more hope.
所以有的时候我们朋友家人可能对我们样子的一种失败跟行为，人已经对我们不再抱着盼望。
Seems like when we failed, our family and the friends have no more hope in us.
我们觉得这个世界的人不可能再看得起我们。
And the world will not look up to us again.
我犯的罪如果给人知道的话，我这个人就完了。And
if our sin are discovered, we are gone.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我不知道在我们里面是否有隐藏的这样子的失败，虽然别人不知道，但是常常控告我们。And
I wonder if there's such a failure in your own life that other people don't know, but then it would accuse us often.
我们想这个失败，这个可怕的罪，如果暴露的话，我们就完了。And
if our sin were discovered, we would be done for.
只是讲到第二方面。
This is from the second aspect.
第三方面说到死亡的情形。
And the third talks about the condition of death.
讲到我们这边的心，我们的心灵，我们的里面的情形，突然掉进了一种死沉的光景。
And then that our hearts are in it's like deathly feeling.
我们突然觉得人活着很没有意思。
That there's no meaning in life.
虽然在西谷，在全世界人最羡慕的加州。
And although we are in Silicon Valley, the most admired place in the whole world.
但有时候那个空虚的感觉突然还抓住我们。 And
sometimes the feeling of emptiness grabs us.
我们不知道我们为什么活着。 We
do not know why we are living.
我们里面喜乐不起来。 And
there's no joy in us.
我们里面对人生好像显得无可奈何。 And
it's like we are helpless.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你们有没有这样子的感觉。 Brothers
and sisters, I don't know if you have this kind of feeling or not.
说老实话，我在大学的时候就有了。
And to be honest with you, I had this feeling when I was in college.
我记得我才20岁左右。
I remember I was 20.
有一次在大学里面，我突然掉进一个属灵的低潮里。And
one time I was very spiritually depressed.
我所有年轻的时候所听的道理，跟主的关系，那天都好像不能帮助我。And
all the help and the messages I've listened to in the past cannot help me.
我试着去做一些自己想做的事情，也不能够帮助我。
I tried to do things to help myself, but it did not.
我记得那一天我在台北的街头，走上人行桥，走下去，在街上就是没有目的的在那里逛。
I remember that day I was in Taipei, just wandering around in the streets.
我不知道要去哪里，我就是在一条街一条街的这样子走路。
I did not know where I was going.
旁边有很多很漂亮的商店，有很好吃的东西，没有一个人的吸引。
And there were many shops and many good things to eat, but nothing attracted me.
就里面好像突然掉进了一只这个死水一样，整个人就没有劲。
It's just like inside me was just stagnant water.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
可能在我们平常的属灵生活里面也会这样。
And this may happen in our spiritual life on a daily basis.
我们里面突然觉得好像很干，好像很。 不知道怎么去说它。
And the inside of us seems so dry and you can't describe it.
我们失去了对主那个新鲜的爱情。
And we've lost the freshness of love for
our Lord. 我们里面失去了爱主，追求主的那个动力。
And we have lost the motivation to pursue the Lord.
我们一下子好像掉到了一种死亡的光景。
It seems like we are in a condition of death.
弟兄姊妹都像这个12岁的女孩子一样。
This is just like this Jairus daughter.
在她快快乐乐享受爱的生活里面。
In her life, enjoying the love of her parents.
突然有一天，一个软弱领导她。
And one day she has this weakness.
突然有一天，这个难处领导她。
One day this difficulty came to her.
而这个难处和这个软弱把她带到了死亡的威胁底下。
And these difficulties led her into death.
而周围爱她的人都想办法救她。
And the people around her who love her try to save her.
她的父亲何等的爱她。
Her father loved her so much.
弟兄姊妹，他叫管会堂的雅鲁。
And he is the ruler of the synagogue.
弟兄姊妹，当时在会堂里面能够当这个管会堂的，那是非常有地位、受尊重的人。And
a ruler of the synagogue is one who is well respected.
他道德必须要好。And
he has high moral standards.
他必须是众人在所推举、所尊崇的领袖。And
he is a leader among his people.
但是，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，请你们注意一件事情。Brothers
and sisters, please place attention to this.
当主耶稣在地上的时候
，When Jesus was on earth,
最逼迫主耶稣的就是会堂或者这些文士、法利赛人。
And the people who persecuted him the most were the rulers of the synagogue.
雅鲁是这些文士和法利赛人所尊重的一个领袖。
And the Jairus is one who is respected by the Pharisees and the scribes.
这些文士和法利赛人想要杀耶稣的。These
are the people who wanted to kill Jesus.
而雅鲁在这里，他冒着他损失一切的代价。
And then here, Jairus is risking everything.
他跑去求耶稣。
He went to seek Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，你要知道，会堂里面的人会对他这件事情多么的定罪他。
And then he will be persecuted by the people in the synagogue.
耶稣是我们所要杀，我们所反对的人，你居然带头去找他。
Jesus is the one we want to kill, and you go and seek his help.
弟兄姊妹，雅鲁为了爱他心爱的女儿。
But for the sake of the love of his child.
要说他钱肯花。
It's not a manner of money.
他一切的声名地位丢了都可以，他为了要救他的女儿。
He's willing to give up his position and his fame to save his daughter.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
不管雅鲁找了多少的医生,
we do not know what happened in his life or whatever sacrifice he made.
当那个女儿躺在病床上的时候,
when his daughter is lying there sick,
她可以体会到她父亲爱她,
and that she can feel the love of his father.
但是却是爱莫能助啊。 这个爱却是有能力有限制的。
And there is limit to that fatherly love.
这里讲到当我们游走在人生的路上,
and it speaks like in our life,
我们会碰到许多的困难,
we encounter difficulties.
可能是外面的,
it may be on the outside.
可能是我们心灵里面的,
it may be on the inside.
弟兄姊妹，这个难处大到一个地步,
this problem is so great.
不是没有人爱我们,
it's not that nobody loves
不是没有人关心我们,
or somebody cares for me.
不是没有人想要帮助我们,
it's not that there's nobody there to help me.
但是他们却不能够帮助我,
but they cannot help us.
我们必须非常孤单地去面对它。
We need to face it ourselves.
我记得我从前传福音的时候跟福音朋友举见证曾经举过一次啊。
And when I was sharing witnessing to gospel friends,
当我在17岁我第四次开刀的时候,
I shared with them that when I was 17 I had my fourth operation.
那次的瘤肿得非常非常的大。
And that time the tumor was very big.
起码两倍大以上。
And then it's twice my current size.
但是医生跟我们讲了所有可能危险的后果。
And then the doctor told us all the risks.
生命可能会有危险。
It may be danger to the life.
我可能会半身不遂。
Or that I'll be numb on one side.
我可能会整个人神经受伤，脸歪曲，头歪曲的。
Or that the whole face would be disordered.
弟兄姊妹，那这些每一个对我来说都是一个威胁。
And to every one of them to me is a risk.
我记得我的家人，他们何等的爱我，陪在我的病床旁边陪我祷告。
My family loved me and then prayed for me around my bed.
当他们要推我进手术房的时候，我的家人陪着我一起走。
And then when they were pushing me to the operating room, my family went with me.
当到了手术房门口的时候,
at the door of the operating room,
门突然打开来,
the door opened.
我被推进去。
I was pushed in.
我回头看着我亲爱的家人和弟兄姊妹。
I looked back at my family and brothers and sisters.
那个自动门就突然砰一下关起来。
And then the automatic door closed.
弟兄姊妹，这是我17年来我第一次觉得人这么孤单。
And in my 17 years on earth, that was the first time I felt so lonely.
好吧，我所有爱我的人、关心我的人都关在外面。
And all the people who loved me were outside this door.
底下的命运是我自己要去面对的。
And then what happened next is something I myself have to face.
底下手术的结果是我自己要去面对的。
And then the results of the operation I have to face.
每天突然一个孤单的感觉抓住了我。
And that day, this great feeling of loneliness enveloped me.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得你们有没有这样子的经历。
Have you had this experience before?
不见得要在手术房里面才有。
It may not be that in the operating room you
experience. 很多时候我们心中的一些感受，一些孤单和无助。
And many times it's our own feeling of loneliness and helplessness.
连那些最爱我们的人都不能够了解，不能够帮助我们。
And people who love us most cannot help us.
所以人在难处的里面，他显得何等的无可奈何。
And then in difficulties, men will feel very helpless.
他在难处的里面，他显得何等的孤单和无助。
And then in difficulties, you'll be so lonely and without any help.
在我这么多次的住院里面，神常常把很多可怜的病人摆在我的旁边。
And in the many times I was in hospital, the Lord arranged many other people around me.
有那么大的一个大人，整夜在那里哭。
And then there was this elderly person who was crying all night.
当我半夜起来去问他为什么哭的时候,
And then in the middle of the night, I went over and asked him, why is he crying?
他说我痛得没有一分钟不痛。
And the pain is, every minute I have the pain.
如果我能够有一分钟不痛,我都能够喘口气,我都要感谢。
And then if I can have no pain for a minute, I would be thankful.
我就走过一个病人的旁边。
And then I walked beside this other sick person.
他被两个担架夹在中间。
And he is pressed below two boards.
你们吃过sandwich没有?
Have you eaten a sandwich?
护士大概每半个小时到一个小时过来把它翻一下。
And then every half an hour the nurse would flip him over.
好像烤肉一样。
It's like he's been grilled.
他的弟兄姊妹在这两个板子中间夹的是一个人的灵魂。
And but between these two boards is a person with a soul.
他没有家人。
He had no family.
他是一个退伍的军人。
And then he was a veteran.
当他生了一种怪病之后,
and then he had this strange disease.
他必须一辈子这样子躺着。
And that his whole life has to be this way.
当我走到他的床边那样看着他的时候,
when I went to and talked to see him,
弟兄姊妹那个无助的眼神,
and then the look of helplessness,
充满了痛苦, 充满了孤单,
and so much suffering and so lonely,
充满了无可奈何,
and so helpless.
在医院里面我看到这些的病人我一定要把主的福音给他。
And then when I saw these people, I told them the gospel of Christ.
弟兄姊妹,也许我们到现在为止,我们没有碰到这么大的难处。
And maybe until today you have never encountered such problems.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹,这个世界充满了各样的难处。
But brothers and sisters, this world is filled with such problems.
而在这样子痛苦的里面,
in such difficulty and suffering,
在这个女儿最孤单无助的里面,
in this the time of helplessness for this daughter, she entered death. Everything is gone.
别人跑来告诉他的父亲说,
and so people came to her father and said that do not bother the teacher. Your daughter is dead.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
在这个父亲心中最焦距的时候,
at this time of anxiousness from the father,
但是他却听到了一个最坏的消息,
and he heard this bad news.
而在他接受这个残酷的事实的时候,
and when he is accepting this reality,
在众人来跟他讲, 甚至带着嘲弄的口气对他说的时候,
and when the people and when people when he heard this news,
因为当初多少人反对他去找耶稣,
and many people were against him going to seek Jesus.
他硬要去找耶稣,
he still wanted to see Jesus.
所以这些人来告诉他说, 你不用再去劳动他了,
and so these people came with the news saying that do not bother teacher, your daughter is dead.
弟兄姊妹, 在雅鲁最痛苦, 最无助的时候,
in this time of pain and helplessness for Jairus,
他突然听见了一个奇妙的声音,
he heard a wonderful voice.
不要怕, 只要信。
Do not be afraid, only believe.
有一个翻译说得非常的好,
there's this translation, it says,
他说, be not afraid, go on believing.
Be not afraid, go on believing.
不要害怕, 继续地相信。
Do not be afraid, go on believing.
是的,他带着信心来找耶稣。
It was with faith that he came to Jesus.
但是环境的发生却是一个完全相反的一个环境。
But the situation has changed.
主耶稣告诉他说, 你不要怕, 你继续地相信。
Jesus said, be not afraid, go on believing.
弟兄姊妹,信心最大的两个考验,
and then there's two tests for faith.
一个考验,
first,
就是完全相反的发展, 事实是完全相反的发展,
that the situation completely changed around.
跟我们所信的, 我们所盼望的正好相反,
and then what we hope, what we believe completely is different.
好像情形反而越来越坏,
and that the situation got worse.
我们祷告了,
we prayed, and then it's not what we prayed for.
而信心另外一个考验,
and then there's the other test for faith.
说到时间的拖延,
and that the time has drawn out.
就算事情没有变坏, 可是当时间在拖延的时候, 那是一个极大的考验。
And then even though the situation has not gotten worse, but the time has dragged out, and that's the test.
雅鲁两个考验他都面对了。
And for Jairus, he faced both of these tests.
而当主耶稣在来的路上,
and when Jesus was on the way,
碰到了我上一次讲的那个患血漏的妇人,
and he encountered this lady with a hemorrhage.
众人都在找耶稣, 是为了叫耶稣来救雅鲁的女人。
And then all the people came is to See, Jesus saved Jairus' daughter.
但是却在耶稣往雅鲁的女儿家去的路上,
and on the way to Jairus' house,
发生了我们上一次所讲的那个血肉的妇人, touched Jesus.
And then the lady with the hemorrhage touched Jesus.
而主耶稣停下来,
and Jesus stopped.
主耶稣还叫他出来做见证,
and Jesus asked her to testify.
我想你们可以了解雅鲁心中所受的熬炼。
And you can understand what's going on in Jairus' heart.
主啊,
Lord, my difficulty is greater than hers.
是的,她是有难处,
yes, she has difficulty, but mine is greater.
是的,她有难处,
yes, she has difficulty, but her can wait. My difficulty is limited in time.
弟兄姊妹,
have you experienced such difficulty? And we prayed so long and hard, and God did not answer us, but answer someone else. Experienced such difficulty? And we prayed so long and hard, and God did not answer us, but answer someone else. And then somebody else prayed, and their difficulty is not great, and God answered their prayer.
他一找工作就找到了,
and then they found the job so quickly, and then the company would apply H1 for them.
我的practical training都快到期了,
and then my practical training is going to run out, and no one wants me.
弟兄姊妹,
we will encounter these tests.
另外一个亚鲁碰到的考验就是他的女儿真的越来越重，到最后死掉。
And then the other test for Jairus is that his daughter got sicker and sicker and she died. And then the first comfort from our Lord,
不要怕,
be not afraid,
要继续的相信,
but continue believing.
一个金沙不经过火炼,
and then the gold dust that's not refined will not be pure.
一个信心没有经过试验,
and then the faith that has not been tested will not be precious.
彼得前书第一章告诉我们,
and then Peter, in 1 Peter, he says that faith must be tested.
它就比那个被火试验过以后还会坏的金子更显得宝贵。
And then the refined gold is more precious than just plain gold.
弟兄姊妹，如果今天在我们的生活遭遇里面你碰到难处的话,
so today in your life, if you encounter problems,
我们要感谢主,
we must thank the Lord.
主在我们身上做奇妙的工作,
the Lord is working a wonderful thing in our life.
他要把我们这个金矿金沙,
and then we are like a gold ore that must be refined.
信心经过试验就更显得宝贵,
and faith that has been tested by fire is precious.
而从这个女儿的这一面来说,
and from the aspect of the daughter,
当她在最无助在那里等候最后一线希望来拯救她的时候,
and she was waiting there for the hope that she may be healed.
她亲爱的父亲一直没有回来,
and then her father, her beloved father, did not return.
到最后她断气,
at the end she died.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们会不会有这样子的遭遇?
Have you, will we have such a situation?
当我们在一些难处里面, 我们总是先照自己所有可能想到的方法, 能做到的事, 我们想要来解决它。
And then when we encounter problems, so we will think of all the ways that we can to solve it.
当我们试过所有的方法都不能解决的时候,
when we've tried all the methods that we know,
可能我们还抱着最后一线的希望, 看看别人, 主耶稣或是谁能不能帮助我们。
And then we have this last hope that someone or Jesus would help us.
这么多的希望变成这么少的希望,
and so many hopes and now narrowed down to only a few.
这么少的希望到最后变成唯一一线的希望,
and then from this few only narrowed down to one.
还是亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
原谅我说,
forgive me for saying this.
主耶稣的出现常常是在我们连最后一线希望都没有的时候,
and Jesus appears only, and many times appears when there's no more hope for us.
一个很属灵老练的话告诉我们,
人的尽头才是神的起头。 And a wise spiritual man said that the man's end point is God's starting point.
因为人没有到了尽头,
because man without reaching the end point,
他如果从难处里面走出来的话,
if he comes out from his problems,
他永远认为是他凭着自己的方法走出来的,
he will always think it's through his own ways. And then we have lost the opportunity where God wants to give us and reveal to us the inheritance.
决定不是神残忍,
it's not because God is cruel.
因为他要把一个最好的经历, 最好的产业, 最好的生命要赐给我们。
Because he wants us to give us the best experience, the best inheritance to us.
这个东西就是当我们什么时候还靠自己的时候, 他领不到我们。
And then this he cannot give us whenever we think that we can do it ourselves.
所以当这个女儿进入了死亡,
so when this daughter died,
弟兄姊妹众人在她旁边, 这个捶胸哀哭, 大声哀哭,
and the people around her mourned for her.
还有人吹着笛子在那里举哀,
and then there were people who were and they were blowing instruments to wail for her.
这是在马太福音记的啊，马可福音那里。没有关系，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，不管别人为我们在这里难过，觉得我们这个人好像碰到这么大的难处。
And then doesn't matter whether these people are suffering and crying out and mourning for us.
人肯同情我们，陪着我们哭，已经算是很好很好的朋友了。
And then if there are people who are pitying us and crying with us, that's pretty good friends.
但是这些的哀哭, 这些的捶胸不能够帮助他。
But these cannot help her.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
也就是在这个时候,
at this time,
突然听见救助奇妙的声音,
and then hear this wonderful voice,
在那么多吵杂的声音里面,
among all the noise that was around,
突然有一个声音,
there was a voice,
好像日光突破重重乌云一样临到我们。
It's like the sun all of a sudden parted up, and then this light that comes on.
好像人在失迷在一个荒野最无助的时候，突然听见了他慈爱父亲的呼声一样。
It's like a person getting lost in the wilderness, all of a sudden heard his father's voice.
他的女儿起来吧。
Daughter, rise up.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是多么美的一个声音。
This is such a wonderful voice.
女儿起来吧。
My child, get up.
哦，在这么大的难处的击打底下。
Under such big problems.
在我们这么大的跌倒失败的控告底下。
Under such a great accusation from our failure.
在我们这么低落属灵死亡的光景里面。
And then we are so spiritually depressed.
突然听见神的声音。
All of a sudden we heard God's voice. We heard the Lord's voice saying, get up.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹，这真是一个太美太美的声音。
It's such a beautiful voice.
我们都需要在主耶稣的面前向主祷告。
We all pray to the Lord.
是的，亲爱的主。
Dear Lord.
亲爱的主。
Dear Lord.
Lift me.
Lift me.
再把我举起来。
Lift me up.
Make me alive.
Make me alive.
让我再活过来。
Make me alive.
让我知道我的盼望在于你。
That my hopes are in thee.
让我知道我的出路在于你。
That my salvation is through you.
让我知道我的生命、动作、气息、存留都在乎你。
And that my actions, my living, my life is all in you.
帮助我能够在你的面前重新起来。
That I may once again through your help rise again.
约翰福音第五章, 我们一起来看一下。
In John chapter 5, it says,
第五章25节, 在我们程序单上有, 是今天的背诵经文。
It's in your bulletin, John chapter 5.
第五章25节, 我想我们一起来读。
Let us read it together. John chapter 5, verse 25.
我实实在在的告诉你们，时候将到，现在就是了。死人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的人就要活了。我们请弟兄们读一次。Let
the brothers read.
我实实在在的告诉你们，时候将到，现在就是了。死人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的人就要活了。请姊妹们。Let
the sisters read.
我们一起试着背背看啊，背不起来你看没有关系啊，不算抽看，但是回家希望能够背起来。我实实在在的告诉你们，时候将到，现在就是了。死人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的就要活了。亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我不晓得我们里面属灵的光景是不是在一种死沉的里面。
Dear brothers and sisters, I do not know if your spiritual condition is like you are dead.
可能我们软弱已经长久了。
Maybe we have been weak for a long
time. 对我们的困难，对我们的软弱，我们无可奈何。
And we are helpless in the face of our problems.
但愿今天早晨我们都听见神儿子在这里对我们说话。That
this morning we may hear the voice of the Son of God.
他是那位从死里复活的主。He
is the one who rose from the dead.
他是那位生命的主。He
is the Lord of life.
我是复活，我是生命。I
am the risen Lord. I am life.
信我的人虽然死了，他还要活。And
those who believe me, even though they are dead, they will live.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers
and sisters,
we all pray to the Lord.
So lift me, make me alive, 让我再活过来。
Lord, lift me, make me alive.
重新把你的生命力量赐给我。
Give me your strength in life again.
让我在你的里面充满了荣耀的盼望。
That in you I have this glorious hope.
让我里面得到更新的力量。
That I may be renewed in strength.
他们从前说从埃及的金字塔里面找到了一些种子。
And they found some seeds in the pyramid. In the pyramid.
已经超过了大概2500年左右的。
And then these seeds have been there they are 2,500 years old.
他们保持在瓶子还是罐子的里面好好的。
And they are in a vase.
所以他们后来就试着把它重新种在土里面，浇灌它，喂养它。
And so they planted these seeds and watered it.
它居然长出来,
and then it grew.
它居然开花,
and it flowered.
2000多年,
over 2,000 years.
这个生命原封未动,
and yet there's still life in it.
它没有彰显出它生命该有的美丽和能力来,
it did not manifest its life and beauty.
当我们信耶稣的时候,
Francis says, when we believe in the Lord, God put His life in us. This is a resurrection life. And this is a life that's beyond your life. And this life would help us encounter all storms. Brothers and sisters, we have neglected it long enough. Do not let us fall into the our own struggles.
那我们听见亲爱的救主今天还在对我们说,
that we can hear the voice of the Lord.
一方面对我们的难处不要怕,
and in the face of our problems, we should not be afraid, that we should continue believing.
另外一方面,他要从里面来帮助我们。
And from the other aspect, He wants to help us from
within
us. He said, my child, get up. He wants to give his life to become our life. His strength is our strength. He becomes our glorious hope.
He
becomes the strength of our renewal. That we can once again rise up.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, today the Lord is helping us. And lastly, I will share with you this testimony.
在日本有一个女孩子,
in Japan, there is a girl.
她叫做田园女子,
she has a wonderful name. And she grew up in a very wealthy family.
真像雅鲁一样,
and just like Jairus' daughter, she enjoyed the abundance of her family.
在她16、17岁的时候,
when she was 16 or 17,
她的母亲突然去世了,
her mother died all of a sudden.
没有想到她的母亲突然走了,
she never thought that her mother would die.
对她来说是一个极大的打击,
and to her it was a great shock.
而在她最痛苦的时候,
in her time of greatest grief,
她突然想到人生是这样子的短暂，这样子的不在自己的手中。
And she found that life is not in her own hands.
她说我一定要好好的享受。
She said that I will want to enjoy life.
所以她开始翘课，不去上学。
And so she skipped classes.
一天到晚在外面跟那些帮派鬼混。
And then she played around all day.
跳舞，一个礼拜看十几二十场的电影，然后晚上不回家。
And then she would go to movies many times, and then would go to dancing.
喝酒犯罪, 她什么事情她都做。
And she drank and she sinned.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这些东西并不能叫她的心里面真正得到满足。
And yet these things cannot satisfy our hearts.
反而让他掉到一个更大的虚空和痛苦里面。And
on the other hand, she fell into a greater emptiness.
所以有一天她跑到铁轨上，她躺在铁轨上准备自杀。
So one day she wanted to kill herself by laying on the railroad tracks.
火车过来了。And
then the train came by.
从她身上经过去。And
then went over her.
她两条腿通通被火车压断掉。And
then her two legs were severed from her.
她的左手也被压断掉。And
same with her left hand.
她的右手只剩下三根指头。And
then on her right hand, she only left three fingers.
弟兄姊妹，这种比死还要痛苦，对不对？
This is worse than death.
所以当她被救活的时候，
when she was rescued,
她看到她自己只剩下三根指头，什么都没有。
And she only left three fingers and nothing else.
她痛苦得不得了。
She was in great pain.
她想尽方法，她想要自杀。
She thought of all ways to kill herself.
就像我们刚才所讲的，我们掉到了一种绝望无助的里面。
Just like I shared with you that you have entered into a hopeless, helpless situation.
就在她最绝望的时候，
in a time of the greatest hopeless,
主耶稣差遣了两个传道人去看她。
The Lord sent two preachers to her.
一个美国的传道人，一个日本的传道人。One
of them was an American preacher, and the other one was a Japanese preacher.
他们跟他传福音，读主的话给他听。And
they shared with her the gospel and God's words.
弟兄姊妹，真的是在最绝望的时候。At
this time of hopelessness.
在人的尽头的时候，神他经历到神的工作。At
the end of her hope, she experienced the work of God.
他信了耶稣。
She believed in Jesus.
当她接受耶稣以后，
when she received Jesus,
主把生命、把平安、把喜乐充满在她的里面。
God gave her peace and joy.
在一个原本最绝望的一个对人生绝望的一个人里面。
And then in the hopeless, when in the person that has no more hope,
在一个跌倒、失败到这么深的一个女孩子的身上。
And then one who has fallen and failed so much,
主耶稣的爱赦免了她一切的罪。
God's love forgave all her sins.
主耶稣的爱给了她最大的鼓励。
And gave her the greatest encouragement.
而主耶稣的生命成为她心里面新的力量。
And then the Lord's life is her new strength.
所以她决定起来奋发图强。
And she decided to rise up again.
弟兄姊妹，她虽然没有两只脚，没有左手。
Even though she doesn't have her legs and her left arm.
她右手只剩下三根指头。
Only three fingers on her right hand.
她用三个指头写字学功课。
And so she decided to learn again.
对，她每次要缝衣服的时候，她就用左手剩下的这一段，就压着衣服，右手在这里缝衣服。
And then every time she wants to sew her her clothes, she would press down with her left stub, and then use the right finger to sew.
她要切菜的时候，就用左手这样压着菜，然后右手的三根指头这样慢慢切菜。
And she wants to cut the vegetables, she would do it the same way.
但是她却完全在基督里面找到了人生的意义。
And then she found meaning in life in Christ.
她在基督的里面找到了胜过这一切困难、残酷事实的力量。
And then in Christ she found the strength to overcome all these difficulties.
她非常的喜乐，非常的积极。
She's full of joy and very positive.
主叫一个死掉的人，女儿起来吧。
And God has called a dead daughter to rise up.
她重新起来了。
She rose again.
啊，何等的感谢主啊！
And we thank the Lord.
那个年轻的日本传道人居然娶了她做妻子。
And this young Japanese preacher married her.
他们在主的面前有一个很好很好的家庭。
And they have a wonderful family in the Lord.
他们也生了两个孩子。
And they had two children.
孩子都已经长大成人了。
And the children have grown up.
孩子说，我的母亲虽然没有手没有脚。
And the children said, even though my mom doesn't have a leg and a hand,
但是她却是一个最喜乐的人。
But yet she is the most happiest of persons.
当那个年轻的传道人，当初日本传道人跟她求婚的时候，
And when the young Japanese preacher asked for her hand,
她回家告诉她的父亲。
She went home and told her father.
她的父亲一听到就哭起来。
And when the father heard, he cried.
她没有想到这样子的一个女儿。
Never thought that such a daughter as his
居然能够得到一个这么新的一条盼望，一个新的盼望。
And then have received such great hope.
居然在基督里面能够找到这么好的一个恩典。
And then in Christ can find such grace.
他的父亲说，你是我这么多儿女里面最快乐的一个。
And then you are the most happiest of all my children.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我不晓得最近你是不是在难处里面。
I do not know if you are in difficulties now.
我不晓得最近你是或是过去你曾经大大的跌倒得罪过主得罪过人。
Or in your past you have failed and sinned against the Lord and other people.
或是我们最近是否属灵掉入了低谷掉入了死城。
Or recently has your spiritual life have dropped the bottom?
耶稣基督昨日今日直到永远。
Jesus yesterday, today, and tomorrow, He never changes.
他是我们奇妙的救主。
He is our wonderful Savior.
对我们一切的难处, 他告诉我们不要怕, 主要是你。
And then to all our difficulties, He says, be not afraid.
Continue.
And then to us, He says, our daughter, rise up.
时候将到如今就是了。
I tell you the truth, the time is coming and has come now when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God and those who hear will live. We must give the Lord an opportunity to speak to us. We must come to a worship service and read His words and kneel before Him to draw near to Him and give Him a chance to talk to us.
当这个女儿起来的时候,
when this daughter rises up,
主说给她东西吃,
the Lord said, give her something to eat.
你们有没有想过为什么要加上这句话?
Have you ever thought why was this added?
使女儿复活已经是太大的神迹, 为什么要加上这么一句话?
And the rising from the dead is such a great matter, why give her something to eat?
是的, 一方面证明这个医治, 这个拯救是完全的。 他不仅仅好了，他不仅仅脱离了死亡， 他可以起来走, 他可以起来吃。
And it is one aspect to prove that she is alive, that she is normal and she can eat.
主给我们的拯救是一个完全的拯救。
The Lord gave us a salvation is complete.
但是另外一方面,
but from the other hand,
圣经上把这句话写下来。
The Bible records this sentence.
也是提醒我们, 我们这般人不应该凭着神迹来过生活。
And it's a also to remind us that we should not live only by miracles.
不是always要掉到死亡里面我们才能够经历到主。
It's not always that we have entered into death that we can experience the Lord.
是的,当我们掉到死亡,掉到难处的时候, 主会来把我们 lift up.
And when we are in death and difficulties, the Lord will lift us up.
但是在我们平凡的生活里面,
but in our ordinary lives,
我们基督徒有维持属灵健康当今的责任。
And we have the responsibility to keep our life going.
我们不是靠着神迹和临时的恩典来过生活。
We must not depend on the miracles and to save us.
我们来说靠着有积蓄的生活, 靠着一个在平凡中就不断地领受主的生活来长大成熟。
But rather in our ordinary lives, we feed on this the Word of God.
也但愿我们早晨都来到主的面前跟主祷告。
So this morning that we can come before the Lord and pray.
Dear Lord, lift me. Make me alive.
Dear Lord, lift me and make me alive.
我们唱诗歌105首。
Let us open our hymn books to 105.
我们只唱副歌。
We only sing the stanza, the refrain.
副歌在这里说到爱救了我, 英文是说到 love lift me.
We'll be only singing the refrain. Love lifted me.
大家在说, 当我在世界漂泊, 英文说到, when nothing else could help, love lifted me. 所以我们一起把副歌, 我们来唱一遍。 预备来。
爱救了我, 爱救了我, 当我在世界漂泊,
爱救了我。 如果你愿意的话, 你可以把你自己的光景唱进去。 例如说, 当我以绝望无助, 或者当我陷软弱失败, 你可以把你的光景唱在主的面前。 但是在这里却有一件奇妙的事情要发生, 爱
要来把我们举起来，主要在这里重新把我们举起来，让我们重新能够恢复该有的生命。我们再连续再把它唱两遍好不好？你照着你自己的负担，你要唱英文可以唱英文，你要改歌词你可以改歌词，你要唱主 lift me 也可以，啊，我们自己唱到主的面前好不好？你会背着闭起眼睛唱，我们一起来到主的面前。上个礼拜雪落的妇人 touch Jesus and make me whole， 今天早晨我们求他 lift me make me alive。 预备来，
我救了我，
今天早晨就在我们的中间。
Lord Jesus is among us this morning.
他从前怎样叫瞎眼的得以看见
？And how he healed the blind before.
叫瘸腿的可以行走
？That the lame can walk.
叫长大麻风的得到洁净
？And that made pure the who are lepers.
叫死掉的人从死里面复活
？And then to raise the dead.
今天早晨他仍然在我们的中间。
And today, this morning, he's among us.
弟兄姊妹，我们是否掉在难处里面？
Francis, are you in difficulties?
是否现在软弱失败里面出不来？
And are you in your failures and problems that you cannot come out from them?
是否在一个属灵极深的低谷里面，我们喜乐不起来？
And then that we are in a spiritual depression that we cannot have joy.
早晨我们都来向他祷告。
This morning, we all pray to him.
主啊，再让我复活。
Lord, lift me up.
让我能够重新活起来。
That I may once again be alive.
恢复我属灵的健康。
And renew my spiritual health.
让我重新得力。
That once again I have strength.
让我在你的面前重新喜乐起来。
That in you I can have once again have joy.
当主说不要怕，只要信的时候。
And when the Lord says, Be not afraid, only continue believing.
让我们学习把一切的重担卸在他的肩膀上。
That we can give up all our burdens to him.
当主对我们说女儿起来吧。
And when the Lord says to us, dear child, get up.
让我们因着听见神儿子的声音，我们都活过来。
And that because we hear the voice of our Lord, that we can all rise up.
不要再去看自己的软弱。
No longer look at your own weaknesses.
起来吃东西
Rise up and eat
起来走路
Rise up and walk
力量来自于走路
And the strength comes from walking
健康来自于我们接受它成为我们的营养
And health comes from receiving His supply
我们不仅仅在难处中经历主帮助我们
And not only we experience God helping us in our difficulties
让我们每天学习活在他的面前
That every day we learn to live before Him
我们还是可以很自由的有弟兄姊妹带我们祷告
Now we have brothers and sisters who can lead us in prayer.
但用今天我们走出这个教会的时候
That today when we leave this church,
我们把重担都已经卸在他的面前
That we have given him all our burdens.
Amen.
Amen.